This is the Why We Travel podcast, the podcast dedicated to those who want to explore the world on their terms. Each week, you'll hear from amazing travelers and experts sharing their best travel stories from the road. Listen to their unique travel experiences and get insider tips about their favorite destinations. Whether you're an experienced world nomad or just getting started, this podcast will inspire you, improve your travel skills, change the way you travel, and motivate you to get out and see the world. Discover the art of independent travel and meet fellow travelers in our online community. Now, let's get into it with your host and world traveler, Claus Lauder. Welcome to the show.
Hello and welcome to another episode of the Why We Travel podcast. Today we want to talk about the topic of traveling specifically with small kids, with toddlers and babies. On the show today, I have Sophie. Sophie is a content creator and she has traveled to 50 countries before she got a kid. And since then, she has been traveling to another 14 countries. So she and her husband have lots of experience on traveling around the globe with small kids. And we want to pick a little bit on her brain on to find out how that works and get some tips from her. Hi, Sophie. How are you today?
Hi, I'm really good. Thank you for inviting me. I look forward to chatting with you about the difference between traveling as adults on their own and traveling with a baby.
Okay. My first question is, what is your first childhood memory about traveling?
Okay. So I grew up traveling quite a bit with my parents, which is what got me into this mindset. So we didn't just travel a lot. We also lived abroad. So my first childhood memory is actually from when we lived in the US. And I just remember not necessarily getting on a plane, but just living in a different place. I remember a little bit of going to Walt Disney. I just remember really liking it. And we continued throughout my whole childhood. And now we're doing the same as adults.
Okay. Obviously, the travel bug hit you at some point. But of course, yes. You have 50 countries. And then you got pregnant. And then you got a baby. And then you just continued traveling. So what was that experience or what was the plan there?
So as soon as me and my husband got married and started, you know, discussing kids, we decided that we're going to make a conscious effort after we have kids to continue doing the things that we like. Travel was obviously one of them and a very big part of it. So we knew that after we had kids, maybe we would get, I don't know, tired, a bit complacent. But if we make the agreement before, then we are more likely to actually stick to it. So, and that's what we did. So after I got pregnant, we traveled while I was pregnant. I know not everyone can do this. I was fortunate with my pregnancy and I was able to do it. But then we also started traveling with our baby little by little. First, we started locally in the UK, you know, visiting family. And then we traveled to Greece, which is also to travel to see family. And then, yes, we started expanding little by little and saw that it's actually doable and also very enjoyable. And we can continue doing what we love. And also it's beneficial for our baby too. Not looking back since then.
Now, obviously, when it comes to traveling with a small child, there is certain technologies, certain things you need to do. And give me a bit of an idea on how you prepare your day.
Before traveling, there is quite a lot of things to look into so that you know what to expect. So one part of it is what will your specific baby need while you're away? So what do you need to take with you, you know? Milk bottles, snacks, what kind of clothes, how are they going to sleep? And then the second part is what can you get from airlines, hotels, which is also my main focus on my Instagram account to help other families is a lot of people don't know that you can actually get a lot of benefits that make your life easier when you travel. What we do is, obviously, I have already learned the free stuff and benefits that you can get from airlines and hotels, but then we make a schedule for every day while we're away, which is quite different to when we were traveling just the two of us. So when you have a baby, you have to take it slow. This is actually something that we never did before. We were always traveling and just ticking things off a list, you know, running from one place to the next. But now with the baby, the day looks quite different. So we leave the hotel late. We have 3 things to do in the day. And then we know that we might not get to all of them, but that's not the point. So before we just wanted to see everything. Now we just want to enjoy it. And you actually get to enjoy it a lot more when you take it slow. We've been doing longer holidays and you end up feeling a bit like a local. I'm in a place for, you know, 2-3 weeks, a month. And we would never have done this if we weren't traveling with a baby. Our days definitely look a lot slower, but more enjoyable.
Okay. I'd like the term slow-mat instead of nomad. Now, you have been traveling to 14 countries with your baby, yes, with your toddler. What's your experience with the locals if they see someone traveling with kids?
We have traveled to places that are very baby-friendly and some that are not very baby-friendly. But when I say not baby-friendly, I don't mean the people. I mean they don't have a lot of facilities to accommodate families. Well, in terms of the people, everywhere, I'm just amazed at how friendly people are, to the point we haven't had a single place where we've been where anyone has treated us in a different way because we have a baby. Everyone is always smiling, coming over, wanting to like play and interact with him. We just came back from Korea a month ago. And I think Korea was just like a different level. People were actually giving him things on the street. They were giving him, like, they were taking out candy from, like, their bags. Someone pulled out toys. Actually, we got toys in Greece as well. You go into shops and they give you something else for free. And they say, just because you have your baby with you. So it's definitely something that might be daunting at first. You think, oh, my God, I'm going to be in a different country. I don't even speak the language. I'm going to be, like, with a baby. But actually, people make you feel really welcome when you're abroad, because I guess people love babies. Majority, not everyone, but many people love babies.
Now, your toddler is 1.5 years old now. That's already an age where they start communicating and they give you a bit of a feedback what's happening. What's your impression? How does your kid like this whole travel thing?
I think that he really loves it, because one of the benefits of traveling, especially from a really young age, is adaptability. They say that kids need routine, but the routine for kids is that they're with their mom and dad. They wake up, they have breakfast, they play, they go back home. You know, that's the routine. It doesn't have to be in the exact same environment. They don't have to sleep in the same room. So he has learned to sleep in hotel rooms just fine, the same way he sleeps at home, eat different food. He doesn't expect to eat the same thing every single day. See different people. And we can tell that he's enjoying it because he has turned into a really social baby. Like whenever people stop us on the street and want to play with him, he is more than happy to just play with them back. Like he's not shy. He will smile, wave at people. Like yesterday when we were on our way home, coming back from the airport, we were getting off of the tube in London and he just waves goodbye to everyone on the train. So yeah, he definitely enjoys seeing new things and also new people.
Okay. I love the word social baby. That summarizes everything. Now, when it comes to accommodation and looking for accommodation, what's your plan on these things?
Our criteria have slightly changed since we were just the two of us. If we liked the hotel, it wouldn't matter like how close it is to the city center or how far. We wouldn't really mind, you know, taking public transportation, etc. Now we don't mind either, but we do have more criteria. So first of all, we really like being close to public transport if this is how we're going to be moving around, because I don't necessarily want to get out of the hotel and walk for 20 minutes to get on the bus to go to the city center. It's a lot easier to just get hop on. We will look for hotels that have potentially a bed for the baby, so a cot. If they don't, it's okay. We have our own travel one that we can carry with us. But if we can just not carry this one extra thing, which is, you know, 6 kilos, then that's even better. I think that's it with hotels, like looking for a bed and a good location.
Okay. I think what young parents or parents might be interested in is how much additional stuff do you need to carry around?
It's a good question. On every trip, we learn as we go along. It's not like we've done it for a year and a half and now we're experts. In every trip, I would say we carry less and less. So in the beginning, you think that you need everything. I remember our first trip was to Greece and we stayed for a month. I brought all of his outfits that were 3 to 6 months old. We go to Greece, there's a heat wave, and he ends up being in like a nappy the whole month. And then we didn't use anything. So that was the first time that I learned that, okay, maybe I don't need that many clothes. Then second trip was Dubai and I was like, okay, it's going to be hot again. I should bring less clothes. So then I brought less and we also realized you can wash things while you're away. You don't have to bring one outfit or two or three for every day. Then second thing is the travel code. As I said, we always try to find accommodation that already provides us so we don't have to carry it. So that's one less thing. I would say that the main difference is that we always take our stroller with us, which is a must. And we always check a suitcase in now when we didn't necessarily need to before. If it was just me and my husband, we could perfectly survive with just a carry-on each and a backpack for like a short trip. But now we always take a big suitcase, especially if we need to carry extra things for him, baby monitor, things like that. You don't want to put them in a carry-on. I would say the stroller is one extra suitcase. That's it. That's what we've narrowed it down. But you know, yeah. I'm actually pregnant now, so we'll start traveling with two kids in the future. So maybe the amount of things will change.
Okay, so bringing it up to the next level.
Yeah.
On your website and on your Instagram account, obviously you're sharing information about traveling as young parents. What's the most common question that you get there?
100%. The most common questions have to do with flying with a baby. It's one of the things that stress parents out the most, including, you know, myself before we did it for the first time. I remember thinking that because, as I said, we had pre-agreed that we're going to be traveling. So we had 5 flights pre-booked before the baby was even born. So I know we were going to be doing these trips. You know, one was to Greece and one was on my maternity and my husband's paternity leave. So I remember thinking, okay, so we have 5 flights. There is bound to be one meltdown or, you know, the baby screaming in one of them and being inconsolable. I had it in my head before we even had the baby, which is really bad, but it's normal and all parents, you know, do it. Definitely the things I share the most are not just how to travel with a baby, but also how to do the actual travel day. Things that parents don't know about and are really interested in. Lots of people don't know that you can get a free bed for your baby when you fly long haul. They are very surprised and it's a lifesaver because you go on this, I don't know, 12-hour flight and you don't have to hold the baby in your arms the whole time. You just put them in their own bed. Parents are entitled to extra free leg room on many big airlines when you fly long haul. You're entitled to bring extra luggage with you for free, to check it in for free. Like I said, the stroller, a car seat. You can bring extra liquids on board that are more than 100 ml. We are only entitled to up to 100 ml. For babies, you can bring whatever you want, basically, as long as it's for them and for the flight. So definitely travel day and flying is the most popular question.
Okay. One question is, obviously, you were a very experienced traveler before you got your kid. And was that you have your strategies, your tactics on how to survive in countries where no one understands you? We don't know your way around. If somebody has never done that and they plan now to start traveling with a kid, what would be your recommendation?
We have been to countries where people don't speak English and we don't speak the language. For example, 2 that popped to my head would be Egypt, which I would say was a difficult country to navigate with a baby, but definitely doable. And the other was Korea, which was the most recent. What we did in Korea was that there are a couple of ways to actually understand what's written and being said around you. So there is an option on Google Translate and on the iPhone, actually, where you open the app and you open the camera through the app. You place it in front of something that's written down like a menu and it translates everything into English. Of course, it's not perfect, but that's how we got by. We were there for 1 month and we translated every menu this way. Whenever someone couldn't understand us, we would talk into the phone and he would translate what we wanted to say into Korean and we would show it to them. It sounds really basic and easy, but actually it was a lifesaver. We were using it on a daily basis in the supermarket to translate, you know, labels. It was fine. And the fact that we had our baby with us didn't make a difference for that because we wanted to know what we were eating. We wanted to know what he was going to eat. So yeah, it worked out just fine.
Yeah, Google Translate is a lifesaver for all travelers out there. Where can people find out more about you?
So I have my Instagram account where I share daily tips on how to travel with family. The name is Sophie Family Travel. And I also have my website where I have a blog with all the destinations that we've done and also tips for parents who want to travel with their kids. And that's www.sophiefamilytravel.com.
Okay, I will put the links in the show notes, then you're just one click away. You gave a very good introduction that traveling with small kids, with babies, is absolutely doable and not as difficult as some people might think it is. And I hope it will motivate a lot of people to get out and do exactly what you do. Thanks so much
for
your time.
I really hope so. Thank you so much.
Hey, Klaus here. Before you leave, I have a question. Are you a traveler? Do you have a favorite travel destination or favorite travel experiences that you would like to share with the world? Then become a guest on the Why We Travel podcast. Simply message me and I will get you all the details for becoming interview guest. And then we take it from there. That's it for now. I see you in the next episode and have a great day.